What's going on, everyone, and welcome to episode number 9 of the Overwhelmed Gamer Podcast, where each week we dive into a gaming topic, unravel my ever-growing backlog, share what's currently gripping our controllers, deliver a not-so-insightful spoiler-free game review, and we round it all out with our takes of the week, all while sipping on a cocktail or two. This week, we're changing things up a bit and talking all about the Midwest Gaming Classic coming up in less than a week. I am your host, Jason, and being joined this week by Keg. So grab your drinks, kick Danky Kang in the nuts. Let's go.
Welcome, gamers and tipsy adventurers, to the Overwhelmed Gamer Podcast, where we unravel the mysteries of our game backlog, sip on some questionable drinks, and dive headfirst into the nostalgic world of classics and the mind-bending realm of homebrews.
Welcome back to the show, and thanks so much for listening. Quick housekeeping before we move on. For one, we're back after I don't know how many weeks, but things happen, and we're back on track. And we're probably going to do, some different things with the show moving forward. I'm not sure 100% what that's going to be, but one of the things for sure is I have a few guests lined up, and I'm going to keep doing that. I don't want to give it away too much in case something goes completely awry, but I have a NES developer coming on, hopefully for next week's show. They'll be there. If not, it'll be like the week after, sometime in the near future, though. And I have a few devs lined up to talk about different homebrew games, which should be a ton of fun. Other things, you know, make sure you check out our social media. I'm all over the damn place. Just look at for Overwhelmed Gamer on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, under your toaster, anywhere. It doesn't matter. I'm probably, my big fat face is probably sitting there smiling at you if you like video games. What else? Anything else? Oh, I know, the streams. I had a couple people reach out to me and ask when my next Dragon Quest or Dragon Warrior, I think it's Dragon Warrior, stream is going to be. I can't even keep them straight. And so I took time off from my Dragon Warrior stream to start streaming the Bite Off games. So for those that don't know, Midwest Gaming Classic, which we'll be talking about heavily in just a few minutes, is coming up. And the Bite Off is a whole group of homebrew developers that submit their NES games to this Bite Off. And we all get to vote on them and cheer them on and see what's going on. So I literally downloaded like all, I don't know, I think there's like 50 games, 52 games. I downloaded every single demo, and I'm working my way through all of them. Last Wednesday, I got through about, I don't know, like 15 games on stream. And thanks for everybody who showed up for that, too, because that was probably one of my better turnouts for any of the streams I do or I have done in the past. So that was cool. But yeah, I promise I'll get back to Dragon Warrior. Probably, it won't be next week. It'll be like the 8th. Is that the Monday after the Gaming Classic? I think that's when I'll get back to my Dragon Warrior stream, my math works. But otherwise, this week, I'm still doing the Bite Off streams. I'll continue that. And yeah, just drop by and fun. I'm everywhere. So I stream live on TikTok. No, not TikTok yet, but soon on TikTok. But I'm streaming live on YouTube, Twitch, and Facebook. So usually at about 10:30 on Mondays and Wednesdays, and sometimes Friday, depending how the day goes. But yeah, that's it for that. Now it's time to go around the room, see what everyone's been up to this week with a little segment I like to call What's Gripping Our Controllers. Man, I'm almost out of breath. Keg, what's going on, man?
Holy crap, you ought to be.
Yeah, seriously, holy shit.
That was a little long-winded.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah, no, that you ought to be. No, I'm still playing this Unicorn Overlord, and it's a very good game. Very good game.
I've heard nothing but good things about it. So, like, the one thing I will say, though, is that name is...
Yeah, it's kind of not right, but...
Right. Yeah. I mean, seriously,
I said it at work one time, dude, and everybody looked at me like, what?
Yeah, you know, you're playing My Little Pony? What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on over?
I've heard nothing but good things.
It's a lot of fun. It is a lot like everybody that I've read, I've read a lot of different things, and everything that I've read says, well, it's a Fire Emblem clone and this and that. No, this is This is before Fire Emblem. This is Ogre Battle. It's made by the same company, Atlus, A-T-L-U-S, Atlus. Dude, it's made by the same company, and there's a lot of things in this game that they eliminated, but there's a lot of things in this game that they added. It's just a very fun game, and it's a game you could spend a lot of time on. Like, I'll just sit here for hours just looking at my units, trying to make my units all badass and shit.
Okay, stop looking at your unit while you're playing video games. What the hell's wrong with you?
No, that's not that kind of unit. But, yeah.
So how many hours do you have into it so far? Do you know?
I think it's at 90.
90? Yeah. Did you get that game like 3 days ago? How's that even possible?
Because I left it on. So then when I turn it back on, I save right away, and then it adds all those hours. I probably, to be honest with you, I got about probably 30 good hours in this game.
Okay, gotcha. Anything? Oh, are you still playing Super Mario Wonder?
No, I kind of put that one on a hiatus.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. Turning into an elephant was kind of nuts.
Yeah, that's fun. I played it with the kids the other day. In fact, it's funny. I bought it like 2 weeks ago, and I just cracked it open. Like, literally, I just broke the seal on it, like, I don't know, like 3 days ago or something.
It's kind of a fun game to play with.
It's super
fun. It's a fun party game. Yeah.
It's a super fun. It's a Mario game. It's what you expect. You know, it's going to be fun.
Can play online, like you and I can play online together.
Yeah. We should probably do that one.
Yeah, no shit. You know, whatever. You know, we're just hanging out. If you're on, you're on. Yeah. You know, like, it tells you. Then it's just like, But yeah, no, it's a fun game. I won't say anything bad about it at all, dude.
No, it's super cool.
Not that one. Anything? I can say a lot of bad things about a lot of games, but not that one.
Anything else you got going on? Any more pickups or anything like that? Since we last talked?
No, not really. Yeah. I mean, there's been a lot of, you know, different. I heard that they're pushing off Grand Theft Auto, the new one.
Dude, that game is 30 years in the making at this point, for Christ's sakes. I don't know when the fuck that's coming. The fact of the matter is, I don't give a shit. I don't like Grand Theft Auto games.
That's the thing, though. I mean, what it actually does come out, will anybody care? You know, I mean,
think so. Dude, that game, people have a hard on for that game. Right that now, thing will
well,
sell
yeah,
like
because
hotcakes.
It's been talking for like 5 years now or whatever.
Dude, at least. I don't even remember. When did 5 come out?
I had that game for the Xbox 360. That was.
We have time to give some takes on some stuff before we get into the Midwest Gaming Classic, so let's just go ahead. I never quite, like, I got the understanding, like, when Grand Theft Auto, was it 2? I think 2 was, like, the big one, right? It was the first open world one, because, like, 1 was, like, this over the top, something like that, whatever, I might be confused. But the one that came out for I think it came out for the PS2 was the first one that people freaked out about and was all into. I fucking hated that game. Like, everybody talked about how great it was and how you could do all this shit and you could.
The only thing that was really freaking cool about that game was the soundtrack.
Yeah, okay, I'll give it that. But the controls sucked. Like, you would jump, and I felt like I was playing Princess fucking Peach, like, jumping in Super Mario 2 because you kind of float for a little while. I'm like, these handles suck. Now, I think more of the modern games, they have corrected that. So I don't want to bash it too much because I haven't played any of the other Grand Theft Autos since. Now, I freaking have them all just because I buy lots of games sometimes and there's always a Grand Theft Auto in them. So I don't even know
which one was that, like Vice City, dude, where they were just, I don't know, they got like all, you know, dropping N-bombs and F-bombs and, oh my God, dude, it was nuts.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and I think that's what it was. See, like a lot of those Rockstar games were like that. It was, I thought about this the other day, you know, like I remember playing Bully and I remember playing like,
now Bully is good though. Another good one.
Yeah. You know, and they were all Rockstar games and I remember playing those games. And
Red Dead Redemption is really good.
Red Dead Redemption. I mean, oh my God, Red Dead. Oh, all the way.
Yeah. Dude, I haven't finished that yet, but I did start it at one of the times. Like, my daughter was like, hey, you need to play this. So I played it a little bit. And I was like, oh, dude, okay. So Rockstar got their shit figured out.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Red, since oh, then. So, yeah.
Yeah, but see, now that must be like a different division because that game is way different than all the other ones.
Oh, and, it's just different.
And, which is awesome. No, don't get me wrong. It was, dude, Red Dead Redemption was perfectly done. I love the whole aim and trigger. Oh, I love it. Oh, dude, I was getting into it. Dude,
I gotta get down on that one yet. Dude, that's another one in my backlog that I'm like, fuck, dude, another one I need to play.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, that one.
Nice. But anyway, I'll go through my, dude, I got a shit, I'm playing so much shit right now. I'm still playing Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. I'm like on chapter 5 or 6 or something around there on that. I'm still freaking loving it. That game is so fun. Playing Siberia 3 still, which we're almost finished with that one, I think. We'll be done with that one pretty quick. My youngest daughter and I started playing Cuphead. If you want a game that's like old school NES hard, play Cuphead. Yeah, and I'm playing it for the Switch. It looks amazing. It looks like an old Saturday morning cartoon. The graphics are very, very well done. And it brings you back to like getting pissed off at old NES games where you couldn't beat a boss or a level or whatever. And it takes some skill to get through these sections of this game. And I've been having an absolute blast with it. In fact, it's kind of fun because my daughter, she's 12, and she'll be playing and then she'll be like relying on her old man to freaking actually finish the level. Because, because I've
been there.
I'm playing that. Playing Super Mario Wonder casually with the kids too, which I'm super digging. As far as pickups, I got a copy of Abe's Odyssey for the Nintendo Switch, of the Abe's Odyssey collection for the Switch. These are ones I won in a Whatnot auction. I got Ice Climber for the NES.
Holy crap, there's an Abe's Odyssey you got on the Switch?
Yeah, it's a collection. I don't remember which ones they are, and I'm too lazy to go look right now. But
holy crap, that was one of the funniest games ever, dude. That game just reminded me of like it just reminded me of like Toe Jam and Earl, you know, where you just
I would guess it has those vibes for sure.
Yeah,
but it's way more puzzle solving.
Yeah,
to do in the Abe's Odyssey.
That's what it was always was. Yeah,
I remember my cousin Jermaine and I. And this, you know, you have these distinct memories of playing video games sometimes, right? Like, I remember my cousin Jermaine and I think we rented it. And I want to say it was for the PlayStation 1, a night that he had came and slept over at my house. And
he was young. Man.
Yeah, he's younger than us by quite a few years. But we played the shit out of that game. And I just remember having so much fun playing that game with him. And we played it over like 2 nights. I think you might have stayed the weekend or something like that. And, dude, that was so much fun. That's when I saw that game and it was super cheap on auction, I was just like, dude, I'm buying that shit. I don't know if I'll even play it. But it was just one of those things like, I'm going to put it in the collection.
Did I see on Facebook that you picked up a new system? Did you buy like a Saturn or something? Or?
No, that's the Xbox 360 R2-D2. Oh. The Star Wars one, yeah.
Oh, I thought so. Well, you said that was like a new acquisition.
Well, I've had it for a little bit, but I just added it like into my main game room. Well, you know the way my house looks like.
Gotcha.
Dude, it's been sitting in the back freaking room forever.
That thing's been sitting out there collecting dust.
Yeah. So I finally plugged it in. That's a whole nother topic. We'll talk about another time. I cleaned up that room back there, and I bought a little like 10-inch TV screen. And I mounted it to the wall so I have a test station for when I buy like old consoles and shit that I can just plug in real quick and test them. Or when I'm selling games. And so, yeah, that's a whole other topic. It's badass. I'll take some pictures and post it on social media for everybody to check out. But, dude, it's cool. But anyway, yeah, the R2-D2 console works perfect. So I got that out in the main game room now, which is super cool, super fun. That's what I'm going to use as my 360. I have another complete in box 360 that I need to make sure it works and box it up and sell the shit out of that because I don't need it. Oh, the other pickup I got, and I'll take pictures of this too, but I'm going to show Keg on camera here. Dude, this is badass. I don't know if you can see that thing. You see it? There's some silence.
Well, I kind of.
It, It's a repo. It's a reproduction cart of the Nintendo World Championship cart that they used
in 1990. Shit. Oh, yeah. Man, that shit that we were at, dude. Oh, my God.
How
dude.
Fucking cool is that? So this dude.
Okay, so is it? So was I wrong? Is it like 6 minutes and 34 seconds? You got to do like.
To be honest, I haven't even like booted it yet.
Oh, man. Dude, because I've been telling that story forever, dude. I've been, that's my video game story forever is going to the Nintendo Championship and you as my hero, dude, getting to the quarterfinals, you know, because.
Well, dude, and this is a whole nother story. I don't want to get too much into this because we can do a whole episode on that. But the other thing, too, is those stupid badges and shit that I have, they're worth money now.
Yeah, no, and I think you have mine.
So dumb.
Yeah, yeah. Because I knew I kept it. I still have one. Dude, I have that one that when we were playing Ultima Online and freaking Electronic Arts invited us down to the Dave and Buster's down in Chicago.
Yeah, I still
got that one. But, yeah.
That was just a lanyard, when we did. We used to do our old podcast.
No,
yeah.
I got that badge where we were at freaking Nintendo Championship. No, I don't have that.
I only have one. I'm looking at my plaque. I only have one.
Then I have mine somewhere. I'm gonna have to look. I'm gonna have to go dig for that.
It's actually worth money. I'm
going to the cellar for that one. You know, I'm like.
In fact, yours is gonna be different than yours will say like VIP guest or something like that, and it should be a different color. I want to say those are like green, or mine's pink. And it actually says the semifinalist on it.
Did you get upgraded during the day? Because I don't remember that.
I want to talk about it, but I don't because I want to do a whole different episode about that.
Well, now that I'm thinking about it. Yeah, damn it.
Let's save it because I could tell the whole story of it. And that's going to. And plus, I need to refresh my drink real quick here. But I think that's it. So you got anything else going?
No. Well, that was right, cool. Obviously, in the next segment, we are going to be able to.
Yeah, we'll have a lot to talk about. So we're done here. All the boring stuff's out of the way. Now it's time to refresh our drinks, and we'll be back. We'll be talking all about the Midwest Gaming Classics. See everyone in a second. All right, everybody. Our drinks are refreshed, and it's time to dive into our topic this week, which is the Midwest Gaming Classic. Yeah, where do we start with something like this? This is a little bit different than other topics we've done in the past. And we're not even going to do a game review this week. In fact, I don't know how many game reviews we're going to do moving forward. We're not getting into all that. Right now, we're going to have some fun and talk about the gaming classic and what we're excited for, what we're going to do. I know, so Keg and I always get the VIG package, which gives us full access for all 3 days. Which is like you got a preview night on Friday. Saturday is like the big convention part where the vendors open and you get to partake. Anybody that's been to any of these conventions kind of knows how it goes. They all run pretty similar, but we just wanted to bring attention to this because it's local for us. And I know we have a lot of local listeners and also it's fucking cool. So why wouldn't we talk about it? It's amazing. We look forward to it every single year. Yeah.
Well, obviously, you and I make a big deal about it. So, we make the whole weekend about it. Yeah.
Well, and, you know, we make the whole weekend about it. And it's kind of turned into a place where, because Scott or Keg and I live, you know, we don't live super far apart, but it's like 40 minutes. But it's probably, I live like an hour and a few minutes from where I grew up. We
hang out every day. Yeah.
Right. And so, neither do the rest of our friends growing up. So it's kind of
different communities.
Exactly. So it's kind of started to become the one time a year where people make an excuse to go to like meet up and say, hey, and hang out. At least it's for sure becoming that way this year.
Oh my gosh.
And it's literally, I think some of it's due to this goofy show. It's a blast.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's a lot of things that I'm looking forward to. I mean,
if you know me, I'm one of the coolest fucking people you'll ever meet in your life. And you'll definitely want to hang out. I decided to say that.
But there's a lot of people that you want to meet that weekend. You know, I mean, there's
I want to meet up with all these old friends and like other people too that I've met through social media stuff.
Yeah, even the guys through social media. Like you said, you know, you've been doing the, you know, you've been streaming the homebrew stuff and all this other stuff. Yeah. And I certainly that Friday night, the meet and greet stuff is.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Well, and not to mention the homebrew games that are there, like in the NES Maker aisle. I'm going to buy every freaking one that they have available to buy that on Friday night, because at least hopefully they still let them sell them Friday night, because usually the vendors aren't open until Saturday, but the NES Maker aisle was already there, so we were able to talk to those people on Friday and even purchase their products, which was cool, because then we got to visit with them.
I don't know if you recognize that last year or not, but you walked up there, dude. They were licking their lips, dude. If they could sell whatever, they would they would sell the socks off their feet for you. You know what I'm saying? They were ready to sell whatever they could. Well,
they were ready. Yeah. They were excited to talk about their games. I mean,
actually, they were excited about anybody that wanted to ask them about their games.
Right, exactly. You know, which I get it. I get it totally. And it's exciting for them.
You'll get the dumbasses that just go up there and go, hey, what are you selling? Oh, yeah.
Right.
No, and I'm sure they ran into a lot of that. Or the kids that just want to play, like, hey, let's just hit buttons. You know, but
I don't know who's going to be
there
for.
You could recognize the people that were interested. Once they saw that you were interested, then they opened up. You know what I'm saying? And that was Friday night. That was a good Friday night last year.
Hopefully it does the same thing. And there's a couple of things. Well, the one big thing on Friday night that I'm going to go to is there's like a seminar meet and greet kind of thing about people that are streaming on Twitch or streaming in general and podcasters to come and do like a meet and greet on Friday night. So you have to have the VIG package, but I'm definitely going to be there. It's at 8:00. So I'm going to check that out Friday night. Otherwise, you know, Friday night's a great night where we just get to hang out and drink and play pinball machines and arcade games and not have to wait in line for fucking hours.
Yeah, and that's what it is. Usually you're not like the seventh person in line to play, whatever.
Because that shit gets annoying, dude. I didn't even worry about playing pinball or arcade machines.
You know what? I did it on Friday. Saturday.
Yeah, no, exactly. Well, that's what you do.
No, there was that point last year, dude, when you sat and played that little ass Dragon's Lair that was attached to the monitor.
There was nobody else on it.
You just sat there and played it. And all of a sudden, there's like 50 people behind you, just like, holy crap! This dude's about to beat this game. Look at this shit.
There's so many people that just don't know that game. And for anybody that follows my social media stuff, scroll through it a little bit, I have a complete playthrough of Dragon's Lair in my feeds. And then it's broken up into a bunch of different parts.
It just reminded me of back of like 1980, whenever it came out, you know. You as an 8-year-old sitting in front of that damn thing figuring it out.
It was not 8. Yeah, I was older than 8. When did it come out? Hang on. Let's find out.
I really don't know. But this I'll tell you horrible. What, that's what just reminded me of that shit. It's like all of a sudden I turn around and I was like, okay, there's 2 people. Oh, shit, there's 6 people. Damn, there's like 18 people. And they're all watching. Dude, they're all watching.
3. Oh, fuck, dude. I was 8 years old.
I'm telling you, I remember that shit. We were at Go Bananas when you first started playing that shit.
No, Aladdin's Castle. Go Bananas never had it.
Oh, really? Okay, maybe. Aladdin's.
Yeah, but when did Aladdin's Castle get it? Because it came out in 83. And I played it at Showbiz Pizza Place for a couple years before it showed up at Aladdin's Castle. Yeah, and I didn't beat it until they came up. But I was probably 10. I guess I was 10 or 11. Fuck, that's crazy, dude. Because I look at my daughter that's 12 awesome. Right now. Dude, I'm so fucking cool. Jesus Christ. It's amazing.
Awesome. Dude, I'm telling you, it's a little weird. To the point where last year, okay, we're talking about this, what'd you say, 83?
83.
Dude, 83, we're, oh my God, 50 years later, whatever, 51
years later. No, it's not 50. No, it's not. I'm only 49, so it's not.
41. 41. Okay. 41 years later. Okay, so 41 years later. Yeah, oh my God. Okay, so 41 years later, or actually 40 years later, you had an audience last year. You know, you had the freaking audience watching you play that shit last year.
That game is so badass. I love that game, dude. I fucking love it.
No, and it, at the time, it was revolutionary. I mean, dude, you got it in your back. Yeah, there you go.
But, yeah, you can see it. If I post a video anywhere, here's the 1UP arcade cabinet of Dragon's Lair.
Yep.
That's Mrs. Pac-Man. And then if you look over this way, you can't see it on camera right now.
You can only see the two. But
But it's I have an II arcade that's modded with a shit ton of games on it. And Dragon's Lair is actually on that one, too. But the Dragon's Lair on the II arcade sucks. Gerbil dick. It's not good at all. It's like the old home. Dude, it does. It's even like the size of the screen, it cuts off part of it because there's one level where you know which way to go by the way his feet are facing, and they do it. It's one of the levels that they reverse. But the easiest tell on which way to go is the way his feet are facing. But on the II arcade version, his feet are cut off because they didn't like put it in the screen right. You know, they didn't bother to like remap the.
So it was a technical glitch and it wasn't done on purpose.
Well, yeah, it was just because the size of the screen is different than the one for the original arcade or even the II arcade one. Or the 1UP machine, they kind of replicated that size screen so everything fit perfectly. Where they just didn't it was stupid. But anyway, regardless, getting back to the Midwest Gaming Classic, that was one of the things we did last year. Well,
there you go, man. This is the kind of stuff you learn every year. You know, every year I learn something new. Well, last year.
Fuck every day I learned something new.
Last year I learned that you can't walk out with a pinball machine under $16,000.
There was once for. No, I saw one for $2,000.
Oh, really?
I was shocked. Yeah, there's some that.
I think that's probably the one that's there every year.
Yeah, they're expensive as shit, though. I don't know. I get it for people that... So there's usually... Now, I don't think there's a pinball machine auction this year, which is a little weird. But I think you can still purchase machines that people bring. They can have them for sale, but they're just not like the big auction that they used to do. But, dude, yeah, pinball machines are fucking expensive. That's why I'm a huge advocate of like looking at like a digital machine is something I want to add to my collection so I can have, you know, multiple tables on one. Just for one, I want to be able to play multiple games. And for two, the fucking upkeep on them. Because, dude, like my arcade machines that I have over here, I play the shit out of them. But they're modern machines, right? So it's not like it has all these moving parts and big circuit boards in them where I have to worry about it failing. And if it does, if any of these machines behind me fails, I can literally buy a Raspberry Pi for, you know, $100 and stick whatever ROM I want on it, take all the innards out of that machine and hook it up and be done.
Raspberry Pi?
What the fuck is this? Oh, Christ. Dude, you shouldn't even... Dude,
oh
Raspberry
my God.
Pi, it's a computer.
You showed me this last year. Okay.
Yeah. So like my little Nintendo that I made that plays all my homebrew games, that's built on a Raspberry Pi. It's just a little circuit board or computer that you can buy that is powerful enough to do that shit. And it's perfectly powerful enough to do these fucking arcade games. So definitely the meetup we're going
to
be at.
You know what? When we walk in, are we going to be able to get the free game and all that shit again? Because I still got the free game from last year.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I think it's Krabby Attack or something like that is the free. Which I've been wanting to check out, to be honest, anyway. So I'm glad that we're getting that. And then I bought, there's a Sega Genesis game and another NES game, I think, that I purchased separately. So
I remember you had to go to that certain booth to pick that up.
So I got two extra ones this year, too. And the only reason I didn't buy the other one was because it's for, like, the Jaguar or something, which I don't own a Jaguar yet.
Last year I bought a couple of games that I never played. They're still in their case.
What'd you buy?
Oh, shit. I didn't have to look it up. Wow. Yeah.
I remember you bought a lot of cool art. Let's talk about that. Dude, like those figurines you bought were cool as shit. Like, which ones did you buy? Like, explain those.
They had, like, the knitted Mario characters. Super, Yeah. You know, so like,
and Link, I bought a Link.
Yep. I got Vivi from Final Fantasy.
Oh, and fuck, then, dude, that'd be a cool one to get. I should have bought some of those.
I got Vivi, and then I got Toad and Princess and Princess Peach.
Oh, right.
And then
Princess Leia.
No, that's not that weekend. I bought a bunch of that shit. And then I bought those like big ass Super Nintendo cartridges.
Oh, those are cool as shit, dude. I like those.
I got like six of them now.
Yeah. Oh, right.
I got Killer Instinct.
Are cool. I just don't know if I had anywhere to put those. Otherwise, I got older
Battle 64, dude. That's fucking. Oh my god, no, god, that's. I told you. I'm looking at them right now. I got Ogre Battle 64. I got Killer Instinct. I got Super Mario Kart. Super Mario 64. Holy shit!
Yeah,
dude,
that was so much. So anyway,
so much great stuff to buy there.
If you're not a video game collector, and if you're just a fan of video games, there's
is the collector stuff in there.
Oh god, yeah. I mean, I don't. Is there anything? All right, so let's get into this real quick.
Yeah.
Are there any games? So, well, you're not a big retro game collector.
That's more my side. Yeah,
yeah.
That's you are.
But you're into it for. But you want to get cool shit to for your game room, basically,
It's just as a whatever. Somehow or another, some of this stuff seems like it's going up in value. You know what I mean? So like when you buy stuff, it's just and I like my room to look cool and whatever. And
oh hell no,
yeah. I'm looking for anything that just makes. I have my real name is Scott, but my screen name on damn near everything is Kajemna. I have a Kajemna thing on my wall, on my, right above my teeth. I got a Cactar shit on my, on this wall. Dude, I've been a Final Fantasy fan for my whole life. And it's just, I'm looking for something that triggers trips my trigger, dude. I'm really excited about this weekend. I really am.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I am absolutely excited about this weekend. I will buy, because I'm a Dragon Warrior fan or a Dragon Quest fan.
I am going to find
a freaking gold slime or a black slime pillow, whatever. Whatever it is. The ones that I bought last year, they were like actual freaking nuts ass.
Right.
Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome.
I'm going to find that stuff this year. That's all the kind of stuff that I'm looking for. It's stuff that I'm going to lay my room out. I'm going to have a video game room, and there's going to be shelves everywhere, and there's going to be, like, just shit everywhere.
Oh, shit, yeah, dude. That's what it's all about.
I already got it, dude. I got a whole thing of Knights of the Round from freaking the original 7. Dude,
right.
I got all the figures.
I'm looking for all of it this year. My main goal every year that I go to this thing is homebrew games. I'm going to buy every homebrew game that's there. Plain and simple, because when I stream everything, it's homebrew games. So I'm streaming homebrew games, and then I'm a huge fan of the community, and I want to play all of them, and I want to support these developers too. And if I can get them physical copies of homebrew games, that's the best. So the more of those I get, the better. The other thing I'm looking for that I really want to add to my collection that I've never owned is I want to get a Sega Master System. I think that's going to be like,
you wanted to do the Sega CD.
I want to eventually add a Sega CD back to my collection just because.
Holy crap. That would be to find.
No, you can find them. I can go on eBay right now and buy one and have it here within a week, but that's no fucking fun. I don't want to do that. I want to find it in the wild.
You want to find it in the wild.
Exactly. So,
dude, it's like hunting.
Exactly.
Dude, that's funny. Dude, that's hilarious.
I can go on eBay and buy whatever I want, but what's the fun in that? I'd rather like have a conversation with somebody and talk to people about what their experiences were with these games or whatever. Now, the only thing is, like the Sega CD games, who's that? Keg's phone's ringing again. He's always fucking. Who is it? We'll call him back in a little bit. Tell him he's weird.
Whatever.
We'll call him back in a second.
Right.
Fuck that dude. this is the second podcast that we've ragged on Joe for calling.
Dude, we're going to make him a celebrity when he don't even know it.
Yeah, he don't even know it. Freaking, but yeah, dude, so Sega Master System is kind of what I'm looking at. I think the games might be kind of up there, though. I haven't looked at it too much, but, you know, hopefully I can find. I don't even care if they're loose or boxed or whatever. It doesn't matter to me. I just want to get some. So that's kind of like, because I've never owned one, and I'd like to put that into
the collection. Yeah, that's a shelf thing, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's got to work, too, because I'll stream from it. You know, I'll make sure I play some Sega Master System games. I really want to get, like, if I had my, and I don't even know what it goes for. I should, see, this makes for horrible podcasting, but here I go again. I'm going to look something up online.
Well, it's just you and I looking through all the shit that we've gathered for 34 years. Yeah.
Fantasy Star.
Oh, Sega. My God. Fantasy Star. That was one of the original RPGs, dude. Hell yeah.
Price. See how much it is.
Oh my God.
Price charting. Yeah, fuck off. Okay. Let's see. Tested working Sega Master System. God damn it. I want the game. Fantasy Star. $65. I guess that's not.
You know what? I mean, back when it was like when you first bought it, it was like $8.
No, it was.
Yeah,
$1,500.
No, I remember paying $21 at like for Mike Tyson's Punch Out, and that shit is like freaking $80.
Dude, the no, that it was not $20.
You mute me?
Yeah, no, I muted myself. Me. I didn't mute you. I muted myself because I'm dumb. Yeah, dude, I'm So that's kind of like what I'm looking at this year, as far as like I'm looking to really beef up my NES collection. So that's the other thing is any and again, like
I mean there's all kinds of NES stuff.
Games well, I'm going to be picking up.
And again, we there might be like other stuff. There's a whole cosplay thing. The what twins? Those what are those
the Harp twins?
Yeah, the Harp twins.
Yeah, there's a if we want to get into more of that stuff, yeah. So like,
dude, there's a little bit of like a Renaissance fair kind of feel to it now too. You know.
Well, there's all kinds. There's like Dungeons and Dragons stuff, and there's
there's a lot of LARP shit
going on where people are running around hitting each other in the peckers with their swords.
There's a lot of shit going on this year.
So that's kind of funny.
Well, there was a lot last year. It was you just kind of looked at it and went, whatever. But right, well, I mean, well, back in the day, though, I mean, like, why say back in?
Dude, that'd be horrible. If I ever did that LARP stuff, you know, where you fight with each other with swords or whatever, I would just run up and hit everybody in the groin as hard as I could, just because I think it's funny and I'm 10 years old.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. And you're like,
they kicked me out. This dude keeps running by and hitting everybody in the dick.
No, I'm with this kid. I'm right there with you. I look at you and just fucking poking in the eye. Yeah, no, I'd do the same thing.
I would hit everybody right squaring the balls.
But again, the whole time you're walking through, dude, all you're hearing is like video game music in the background.
Oh yeah, dude, it's amazing.
Oh my
it's
god,
amazing.
They it's amazing. It's so much pinball fun. Area. They have a whole freaking like stand up area. They have a
and there's this, like all this is just ship. On this is just on Friday night.
So then on Saturday. Right. Is when the vendors open up. And when the vendors open up, dude, there's some of the craziest shit you've ever seen. And
yeah, they have all kinds of great stuff.
Oh. There were last year you saw a Majora's Mask for $70. I remember this.
And you were like,
dude, I should have bought it. I should have bought it right there.
And we went because back
by the time
and it
we
was
looped
gone.
Around back. Yep. So here's okay, I'm gonna say it like people don't know this.
Yep.
Here's our strategy. This is what our strategy has kind of been. Okay. So we always buy the VIG, which gets us in like an hour or a half an hour early, whatever it is. We get in before everybody else, right?
Yep.
And we're gonna run around the vendors and find like the first thing I'm scoping out is like artwork shit, because the video game stuff's gonna be there, right? So I'm looking at like cool artwork that I want.
Yep.
Artwork or, you know, whatever, you know, like artsy stuff, to cool stuff to put in the game room that might not be there by the time we get back to the vendors. And that's what I'm looking at first. And then we'll end up scrolling the vendors one or two more times throughout the day. And that's when I'll look at like the Sega Master System or whatever. But then Saturday night, before, like, an hour and a, 2 hours or an hour and a half before the vendors close, there's no, but there's not many people shopping still.
There, no,
because so, a lot of people come just Saturday and they've already left, but we're there for the night. You know, we're going to do the after party and everything. So then the vendors are much more bare. Like, you don't have to fight to get into the vendors, and then you can really like look and shop. And that's where the deals are made. Then you can start actually talking to these people about wheeling and dealing.
Dude, this is not a new concept, dude. Fucking
no, it's not. Yeah, but that's I like how we kind of this is how we've established our Saturday, right? And that's the best way to do it. And then, you know, Sunday, we haven't stayed. I'm going to probably stick around a little bit on Sunday this year just to talk to a couple.
You said there's like shows some stuff happening on Sunday.
Well, there's always stuff happening on Sunday. It's the family day.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're usually so fucked up by the time Sunday morning rolls around. Really, we gotta go. Well,
no, I mean, we eat, we drink, we do. You know, it's a Wisconsin thing. You drink, you whatever. You know,
yeah, we're not far out of Milwaukee, so yeah. So yeah, but I'm thinking this year because there's a particular podcast I want. It's the Homebrew Game Club, which I listen to very often. And I love their show. They do a great job. And they're actually going to be on a panel on Sunday. So I'm like, shit, I really want to kind of meet those guys. So I might stick around if anything, just for that. We'll see. It depends on how tired I am when I wake up and if I have any juice left after Friday or Saturday night.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but it's a hell of a weekend. But
Yeah, no, it's going to be
it's going to be a fun weekend.
It's going to be a great weekend. I encourage anybody that happens to be listening to this that's local to check out. Well, shit, there's people that come from all over the country, so if you happen to not be local, want to come. But well, one thing I did want to touch on, though, is the VIG tickets actually sold out this year.
Yeah, see, no, which I don't was know that say the that's same
happened
thing.
In the past.
Yeah, see, no, I was going to say the same thing.
Now, the regular tickets you can still get. There's still tickets available for Saturday and Sunday. So you can get those still, but as far as the VIG tickets, they met their max. They're sold out. So with the VIG, we'll just say with the VIG, you get everything. So you get all 3 days are covered. Both the after parties for Friday and Saturday night, you get, and then you also get a NES homebrew game. That's exclusive. I don't think it's always an NES game, but it's an exclusive homebrew game to the Midwest Gaming Classic, whether that's like different packaging or whatever it may be. They make these games that have something a little bit different. So so that's kind of what the VIG covers, and that's what we got last year and what I think we're going to be getting from now on moving forward, because why wouldn't you?
Yeah, no shit.
But yeah, so that sold out, but dude, it's such good shit. It's so cool.
Dude, this is going to be a lot of fun.
If anybody that hasn't been to a game convention in the past like this, it's...
Dude, don't get me wrong. This is not the anime thing. There was an anime thing like 2 weeks ago at the same place, but they don't have the same amount of people. Dude, this is the Midwest. Dude, this started out as an Atari Jaguar.
Yeah, Atari Jaguar fan club. Yeah.
That's all it was.
That's another thing. I really want to add that. I want to get one of those too, but they're expensive.
Dude, that's
what, and the games are expensive.
This is how that started. You know, and again, you and I talked about being at the Nintendo Championships and all that other stuff. This started out as like an Atari thing, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's Jaguar. You know, the Jaguar, I'm not even going to talk about it because I'm not familiar enough with it.
No, I've never really played it ever. I don't even think I've ever played it. But,
I don't even know that I know that I ever knew somebody that owned it, to be honest with you. And which is funny too, because I've always been I know it came out in like kind of the time where maybe I wasn't playing games. So yeah, I don't know. But like, okay, so for example, when I was younger, I've never been a... Now we're just rambling.
Yeah, so whatever.
Let's ramble.
Go on.
I've never been like console like fanboy. Like I'll fully admit I am a card carrying member of the Nintendo fanboy club. I love Nintendo.
Yeah.
I've owned practically every system
that Nintendo. Mario everything. Yeah.
Yeah, I owned every single Nintendo console.
We're Donkey Kong everything.
Besides maybe the Virtual Boy, which is another one that I want to actually get at some point, put in the collection. But and I just that's what we grew up on. The NES was the console at the time. You know, it was back in the day where Nintendo was like the Kleenex of video games. You know what I mean? Like if you were playing video games, you were playing Nintendo.
It's like a Kleenex.
Yeah. But seriously, you know when people say, "Hey, you got a Kleenex?" It's because even though it's like, "Yeah, I got like tissue or this fucking
that's paper funny that
you can use fucking blow your nose, dick." But so that's where we grew up. You know, was the NES was kind of like the first big deal or whatever. So I'm. Love Nintendo. I'm a Nintendo fanboy. But I play everything. Even when I was younger, I ended up with a Sega Genesis, and then when the TurboGrafx, this pisses me off. If we're gonna talk about like old dumb Jason stuff here,
TurboGrafx.
I bought a TurboGrafx-16 at the end life for like $50, and I was like, dude, it was at Toys R Us. It was $50. And I was like, dude, seriously, for $50? I was like, I'm buying it. There's no way I'm not. So I bought it and I started adding some games as I could to my collection. The big one was Pac-Land, was an exclusive game for the TurboGrafx-16. Oh, yeah,
all the hidden freaking doors.
And I loved that fucking Pac-Land game in the arcade. Now I actually have it on my arcade machine. So it's like, all right, well, I'll play it on
that on the Amiga.
No, it was on my TurboGrafx. I don't think but I thought the TurboGrafx was actually a great console that just didn't really do great here. But I sold it at some point and I'm kicking myself square in the taint for doing that because I would love to have that back.
Yeah. Amazing how much this shit is worth, though.
I don't even care, like, as far as the worth. I just want it to have it, to play it, to stream it, to have this shit. Yeah.
To be like the proud owner of this, you know?
Yeah, exactly right. To be like, well, dude, and like since I started streaming, whatever. If you want to shut the podcast off now, I understand.
Two old
drunk people rambling, but we're entertaining ourselves. So
that's exactly what this is.
So we'll wrap it up here soon so you can get back to doing something cool. But right now we're just rambling.
Yeah, no, but I'm telling you, dude, like, holy crap, the stuff that is, all the stuff that you had as a kid.
Dude, well, I wasn't even a kid. I was a kid compared to what we are now, but I had a job and I purchased the shit with my own money. You know what I mean? But dude, like I had a Sega CD and I got rid of that and I wish I still had that. And I had a shit ton of good games for the Sega CD.
So
much stuff that I'm like, it's not even about like having the stuff. It's about like being able to relive some of the things. Dude, I plug in my old consoles. I play the shit. They're not just sitting around collecting dust. I plug them in. I play them. I love the retro shit and I love the new stuff and whatever it is, but
I'm gonna tell you right now, dude, antiquing ain't all about freaking looking at old swords and all that other shit, dude. Freaking no, it's antiquing is for us, you know, it's
right, looking but it's at, different, yeah. Right? We're not looking at fucking tea sets and shit, looking at video games and comic books and some toys.
It's actually worth a lot of money, you know, it's like holy crap, you know.
Oh, yeah, no, a lot of it's worth a lot of money, too. Like, too much fucking money. Which
Which makes me want to have it
for another day.
Yeah, and again, it's not that I want to sell it or nothing. It just wants me to, you know, put it on my wall. You know,
there's so much shit that I sold that I want to have back now. Like a Dreamcast. I'd like to have a Dreamcast. I had a Sega Saturn at one point. I want to get that back. I've got a ColecoVision. I'd love to put a ColecoVision in my collection.
Oh my gosh.
I got so many memories of my ColecoVision. Yeah, the Smurf, right. I love that fucking dude. It's so dumb, but dude, that game was great. Well, the ColecoVision was like the precursor to the Nintendo. The graphics were about the best you could get without being like some kind of computer at the time. and you plugged in the Smurfs and you're like, holy balls, this is like playing a Saturday morning cartoon. And I guarantee you, going back to the Midwest Gaming Classic, somebody will have a ColecoVision for sale and somebody will have a copy of the fucking Smurfs sitting around.
I guarantee
it. We'll see if we pop for something like that, because that would be cool as shit. I would love to fucking add a ColecoVision, dude. Dude, that's how I'll start streaming ColecoVision games. But,
dude, so oh my goodness. We're going to have a lot of fun next weekend.
Dude, that's going to be badass. I cannot wait. It's going to be so much fun.
Just turn this shit on record and we'll post it later.
Oh, yeah. No, we're going to be...
There might have to be a little editing, but maybe we'll post it later.
Yeah, I'm gonna film a whole shit ton of stuff at the Gaming Classic, and I'll post a bunch of it on social media throughout the week.
Well, you ain't walking around with a GoPro or something.
No, I'll just use my phone. I'm not doing it. I got it. Because I want to experience the event, too. I don't want to just be there and chill for my fucking social media account. That's dumb.
This is what I've been saying for a couple of days now. I'm there for the event. The experience is not there for me. So I'm there to experience whatever the hell they got. And I will experience everything they got.
You sound like Yoda, for Christ's sake.
Last year they had fucking wrestling and neither one of us watched it. And that was ridiculous.
Right. How did we not watch wrestling? So Keg and I go to a lot of wrestling we go to a lot of indie wrestling events.
Yeah.
Which are and they were there.
Yeah.
And they were there and we didn't get a chance to go because
We never watched it. Yeah.
Dude, I don't even know if they're having wrestling this year, to be honest. Did you see?
No, I haven't seen anything. But I'm not sure. And that was one of the things that was in the back of my head, dude. Like, but if they do, that was one of the things that I was pissed off about.
We walked around to try and find the fucking ring for an hour.
And it was in the back corner of the
where to look right away this year.
Yeah. But, yeah. And again, whatever. But we didn't go out of our way. All of a sudden, we had that, squirrel moment, you know? Squirrel.
Yeah. Right.
We're going to go watch this wrestling event. Oh, shit. Squirrel.
Then we started hooking up with everybody else that showed up at the show, and they were like, we're going to do this. We're like, all right, we'll go over here. And then, we're just going to go do our own shit.
I want everybody to experience the whole freaking experience. I want everybody to see what... Dude, it's a cool... It's such a great...
It's so much. Yeah.
It's just awesome. Such a great freaking venue. It's a great everything. I just hope that, you know what, in 1 or 2 weeks from now, you and I are going to talk about this experience.
Yeah, what we did. Well, exactly. Yeah, we'll shove everything together and, we'll talk about, how we actually experienced everything. Mm-hmm. So that'll be fucking badass. But
I hope we built it up enough for everybody
get hyped. Yeah. Come check it. Yeah, come to the Midwest Gaming Expo or Classic. It's going to be awesome. For anybody that follows me on social media, don't be a stranger. Feel free to say what's up. I'm going to be saying what's up to a whole bunch of people that I'd love to meet and talk to and whatever. It's going to be a great time.
We're going to have a good time.
And it's going to be about meeting new people and hanging out and buying new games and whatever. But I think we've
spent a lot of money.
I think we've sucked the Midwest Gaming Classic dick long enough. We got anything else?
No, we fucked it, dude. I'm telling you, dude. I plan on spending a lot of money. You plan on spending a lot of money. I'm telling you, this is going to be a good time. If you're into it, this is the place to be, man.
Come check it out. It's going to be so much fun. Yeah. And we already know a whole bunch of people that are coming. And if you're listening to this and are coming, feel free to hit us up. But you got anything else to add to this? I think we're done. Yeah, no. I think we've blown this thing.
Follow us on Facebook.
Everything. Facebook, Twitter, everything. Just look at it. It's either Overwhelmed Gamer or The Overwhelmed Gamer. You can find everything that we post. We done, Keg. I think we're done.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks, everyone, for checking us out. And we'll see you next week.
Good night.